This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to US President Joe Biden and discussed regional and global issues, including the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the US President yesterday. Both the leaders reviewed the significant progress in bilateral relations, highlighted that India-US partnership is aimed at benefiting the people of both the countries as well as the entire humanity. While discussing the situation in Ukraine, Mr. Modi briefed President Biden on his recent visit to Ukraine. He reiterated India's consistent position in favor of dialogue and diplomacy and expressed full support for early return of peace and stability. The two leaders expressed their shared concern over the situation in Bangladesh. They emphasized restoration of law and order and ensuring safety and security of the minorities, particularly Hindus in Bangladesh. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Brazilian Foreign Minister arrived in the national capital on Saturday on a 4-day official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry MEA said Mr. Vieira's visit will provide further impetus to the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. Dr. Jaishankar and Mr. Vieira will speak on how the two nations, as part of the Troika, can take forward key G20 outcomes from India's G20 presidency last year. Brazil has assumed the presidency of the G20 until November 2024. The G20 Troika during the Brazilian G20 presidency in 2024 will comprise India, Brazil and South Africa. The External Affairs Ministry has said that in opening of Faraka barrage gates, allowing flow of water downstream of the river in its natural course into the Ganga and Padma River, is normal seasonal development. In a response to media queries regarding opening of gates of Faraka barrage, the ministry spokesperson Dandhir Jaiswal said it takes place due to increased inflow from heavy rainfall in the Ganga River basin catchment areas. Mr. Jaiswal said, as per protocol, it is shared with the concerned Joint River Commission officials in Bangladesh on a regular and timely basis. The centre has issued comprehensive guidelines for handling public grievances with an aim to make grievance redressal time-bound, accessible and meaningful. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said the guidelines for effective redressal of public grievances seek to empower citizens, streamline process, bring greater clarity and focus to redressal of public grievances. The citizens can register their grievances on www.pgportal.gov, which will operate as a single window experience. The first meeting of the National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals will be held today. Sources said the meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be chaired by Cabinet Secretary, Government of India. The Apex Court, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata, had set up the National Task Force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. In Chhattisgarh, 25 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district. They surrendered before the district superintendent of police and DIG of CRPF yesterday. A total reward of 29 lakh rupees had been declared on these Maoists. Of these, a reward of 8 lakh rupees each was declared on 3 Maoists, 3 lakh rupees on 1 Maoist, and 1 lakh rupees on each on 2 other Maoists. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister and Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader Champai Soren will join BJP on the 30th of this month in Ranchi. An announcement in this regard was made in a social media post by Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, who is also BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge. Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader Ghulam Mohammad Mir from Durud Assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest from the Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West Assembly constituency. And that is the end of this news bulletin.